Signaling Speedos, George speaking, may I help you?
This is John Woods, Tech ID 14912, calling regarding order number.
Okay, what is that order number?
07052, D as in David, 7, E as in Edward.
For Christina Lentz?
Correct.
How may I help you on this?
I reached out to her yesterday and today, and the number that was on her order was a dry cleaners, which apparently she works at, but they weren't open and she wasn't working. I emailed her this morning and no response. I texted her and no response. I got an alternate telephone number from store 878 today. I left a voicemail. At 7:13 tonight, Central Time, I had my first response from her in which she said, "Can I text her?" So I wrote her back, "Hello, John, writing on behalf of Best Buy, interested in setting up a time for installation." And then she wrote me back and said, "What's your next day?" And I told her that my day in this market is Friday, so it would be another week. And then she wrote me back just a minute ago, and she says, "Why did I just get an email that said you'll be here tomorrow?" And I'm here today, and tomorrow I'm in market 379 in Waterloo, Iowa, an hour and a half to the west. So I guess I'm calling for an update on what's going on.
So you weren't planning on going out today, is what you're saying?
Well, I mean, my window was till 8, and it's 10 to 8 now, and I'm probably got an hour left on the one that I'm in the middle of now. And she's another 40-minute drive to the east. So she didn't respond to pre-call. She didn't respond to day-of call. She didn't respond to email. She didn't respond to text messages until 7:13 p.m. on a window of 12 to 8.
Okay, so you're not going to be able to go to that customer's home?
I guess I just want to know, what is the note saying that would have generated an email to her telling her that I'll be there tomorrow?
I don't see anything here in regards to tomorrow. Everything's still scheduled for today. I don't see anything here. It's not impending client reschedule status. It's not canceled. I don't see anything here about tomorrow. Yeah, I see something here. Let's see. Check. Oh, the latest I see here is today. Was she emailed? Because we don't email customers.
I emailed the customer because she didn't respond to voicemail, and she didn't respond to work phone number.
Yes, but she said she received an email or a text saying that you'll be there tomorrow?
She said she just got an email.
Okay, yeah, so...
Let me just hold on a second. Let me look and see if I can read her text while I'm talking on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
She says... So the email I was just sent saying tomorrow is wrong. And that was at 7:43.
Okay, so, yeah, like I said, we have nothing for tomorrow. Whoever emailed her wasn't from our end. We don't email customers. I don't know if it was the office of where you're coming from.
I own my own company. It would have only been from me. And I only emailed her this morning.
Yeah, we don't email customers. If it was a Best Buy email, Best Buy would have to change the scheduling themselves, because we can't reschedule either. Only Best Buy could reschedule it. So if she got that whole it's tomorrow, it was either Best Buy or a tech office. And you're saying it wasn't the tech office, must have been Best Buy. But from what I'm seeing right now, everything's for today.
So let's just play it out and say that Best Buy decided to change it to tomorrow for whatever reason. Wouldn't they have updated it through our system so you'd be able to see it?
No, they would have updated it through our system as well. Not only your system.
Yeah, so you'd be seeing it right now.
No, I like I said, I don't see anything for the third. I only see it for the second, which is today. Okay. Don't see anything for tomorrow.
All right. Okay. Thanks for your help. Have a good night.
No problem. Thank you for calling XP Operator.
Bye-bye.